Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free, and you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app, too. Thanks. And now back to the show.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the, go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to
Stop It! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every weekend. This is our Around the Toolbox special. This is one of those things that we talk about every Thursday. We talk about construction, home improvement, marketing, all those things for the people out in the construction trades and business, because I wanted to do something specifically for you guys once a week, and something if you're a homeowner or DIYer or anything else out there that you can take a peek to and get an inside of my tips for the industry. Well, today I wanted to talk about an important one that is always a touchy subject, and I'm going to talk about your business and social media. And it is something, to be honest, right now that I'm even struggling with personally, because there are so many outrageous things on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, right now, that it is hard. And I've really had a struggle sometimes not commenting on stuff that to me seems outlandishly crazy, that in these certain times right now, in these uncertain times, that, it doesn't help anybody. And so my advice today, this is going to be kind of a quick one because I'm not going to beat this dead horse here with this subject, but there are people out there that are business owners, marketing professionals, CEOs that are out there just railing on everything. And I don't care what side of the fence you're on. Doesn't matter. You can be on the far right. You can be on the far left, whichever one it is. And ironically, the people that are on the far right and the far left most of the time don't even know that they're on the far right or far left. But here's my point. If you're a business owner and if you go back through your feed and look at, do a little self-reflection, take a look and see what you have been posting up there. If it is negative, complaining, political, are you doing what's right for your business? Because here's the thing. This goes for entertainers out there as well. If you jump up and get on your soapbox and take a stand for one side or the other, and I'm not talking about stuff that's commonly important here, but if you're going far on the political side, just keep in mind the risk you're taking with your business. Because our country is fairly politically split down the middle. Now, you can debate that it's 35 or 45% on the right and the left and the rest is in the middle. But I'm not sure on the marketing side of things, if you want to, in this economy that is not doing awesome right now, even though it looks like we're on our way back, if you want to be risking 40%, 50% of your potential customers over that Facebook, Twitter, Instagram post you're putting up. So these are things that you should be thinking about when you put that post up on your social media page that everybody's looking at.
should you be putting that up there? And do you want your customer, your P1 awesome, this is my prime customer, do you want them reading what you're putting up there? Especially if they're a big customer that maybe has an opposing point of view. So it's just something to think about when you look at that out there. If you are your own marketing person, and I just want everybody to think about that. Now, you could be complaining, and I tell you what, I see a lot of Karens out there. Sorry, anybody near Karen, but you know what I'm talking about. That are just up there complaining and complaining and complaining. And quite frankly, I've been, as of today, removing a lot of those people off my feed. I just don't want to see it. And it's one thing if people are complaining. I'd like to see if you're going to complain, why don't you put up a solution instead of just complaining about it? So let's come up, let's love each other a little bit more. And more importantly, let's come up with solutions instead of just about the continuous rants. I know people up there that I've been actually unfriending and taking off my Facebook because I just don't want to see daily rant after daily rant after daily rant and have absolutely zero solutions from it. And I hope others out there can really maybe take a look and stuff. I'm going to do better myself on my own personal page. But I tell you what, we all need to be doing a lot better out there. And let's come together and create some solutions. And more importantly, I don't want to see people hurting their business with it because you're spending all this time for marketing and you're just turning off the marketing button right now. And that's one of those things that I just want people to be very, very careful with. It's okay to make a stand. If you're going to do that with your business, great. Just know that there could be some pretty big consequences with it if you don't. Or actually, if you do. Because here's the thing. You want to be able to help as many people out there. You want to be able to market as much out there. And I think general public-wise, when it comes to extreme views right now, I think everybody is about sick and tired of it. So if you can be positive, if you can help, if you're going to donate, do all those things to the causes you want to do. But just be careful how you do it, because it could, in the end, hurt your business that might already be struggling with all the different times out there going on. So everybody be safe, love each other, be kind to each other. Let's try that one a little bit. Sometimes I got to put my foot down a little bit and say, hey, I'm going to make a change, and I'm challenging everybody else to make a change as well. Let's see if we can do it. Have a great rest of the week. We got a killer show on Saturday, and I don't want you to miss it. We're going to be talking about my 10 top projects out there that cost homeowners the most, that are DIY disasters, as well as home security and some of my innovative ways to make your home more secure and keep it a little bit safer 24/7. All that and more coming up on Saturday and Around the House. Thanks for listening. Continue to listen to the podcast. I really appreciate it. Have a great rest of the week, everybody. I'm Eric.
If I could dream.
Is your website losing you money instead of making it? Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good. They convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level. SiteHypeDesigns.com. Websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code ERICG for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call.